Jacksonville watched Brenton Strange play 12 games last season and concluded it had seen enough. Three more years, up to $48 million, 25 guaranteed, signed June 24th. The market watched the same 12 games and concluded, tight end 21, pick 146. $25 million guaranteed, says starter. The price says maybe. The tape says the truth is in the target column. The season, 12 games, 46 catches on 60 targets for 540 yards and 3 touchdowns, then 5 games lost to an October injury, hip and quad, a ligament tear in there, injured reserve, no surgery required per the reporting at the time. 7.9 half PPR points a game, 18th among tight ends per game, 23rd in total. The rate stats are the argument, a 77% catch rate, 5 targets a game, 15.8% of the targets in his games, on a 13-4 division winner with a loaded receiver room. When he played, he was a top 18 tight end in an offense that didn't need him to be. The career is 3 ascending steps, 1-7 a game in a 7-game rookie cameo behind Evan Engram, 5-1 in year 2, 40 catches on 53 targets once the room opened, 7-9 in year 3. The target trajectory underneath, 1.3 a game, then 3.8, then 5 even. A second round pick in 2023 finally given the room, climbing exactly the way the draft capital predicted. What repeats? The stat his game is built on. Tight end targets replicate at 0.8 year over year in the current era, 238 player seasons, and his 5 a game is real, recent, and growing. Efficiency barely repeats at the position, 0.15, but he isn't an efficiency spike. 9 yards a target is solid, not gaudy. No touchdown inflation either. 3 scores, share of 0.15, under every line we track. The profile our library likes most. Volume built, luck free, ascending.
Muffed!
The situation, dated. The extension, June 24th, 3 years, up to $48 million with 25 guaranteed, per NFL Network, the structure backloaded team-friendly, per SI's cap breakdown. The context, Liam Cohen's 13-win offense returns nearly intact. Coordinator Grant Udinski retained in January, Cohen still calling plays, per the team site, with Trevor Lawrence coming off a 5th-place MVP finish. The target competition is the honest ceiling. Brian Thomas Jr. chasing his rookie form. Jacoby Myers paid in December. Travis Hunter's snap count tilting toward defense, per the general manager in January. Johnny Munt was released. Quinton Morris and Hunter Long sit behind him. The room is his. The price? TE21 at pick 146 for the 18th tight end by rate. A small discount for a 12-game sample. In a market that just watched the team remove the sample size doubt with its checkbook. Our verdict, no call, the friendly kind. The price is fair for the games played, the ascent is real, and the gap between TE18 by rate and TE21 by price isn't a tier, it's a rounding error with upside attached. Caveat, spoken, this receiver room caps the target math no matter how good he is. 5 a game might be the ceiling and the floor at once. Watch September targets against the 5 a game baseline and the red zone rotation. A tight end this offense just tends to start seeing the fade routes that turn 7-9 a game into 10. Availability is the only unanswered question the contract couldn't buy. He's played 12 and 14 games in his 2 real seasons, and a first 16-game year would settle the last doubt the price is holding on to. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.